USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is issuing a threat to Iran. This after protesters broke into a heavily guarded compound at a U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq today. The protesters have been pushed back, but in a tweet, President Trump says Iran will pay a very big price. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute, and she says,
President Trump has been saying over the last couple of years in response to Iranian aggression, he always makes a distinction between what the Iranians do that does not cause the loss of American life, and then he has warned that the Iranians should not do anything that risks or harms American life.
President Trump says he will sign phase one of a trade deal with China on January 15th. The deal was expected, and President Trump said last week that the deal was agreed to. It was just in the process of being translated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.